Welcome to On This Day for October 20, which in 1962 saw the debut self-titled album of Peter, Paul and Mary reach number one on the US charts.
Up the magic dragon, live by the sea.
In 1965, the Beatles received a gold record for Yesterday after selling a certified 1 million copies shortly after release.
Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe.
While closer to home, and after 14 years of construction, Queen Elizabeth II stood at the steps of the Sydney Opera House and declared it officially open.
I have much pleasure in declaring the Sydney Opera House open.
The Sydney Opera House, now at last complete.
Today, we also observe the 43rd anniversary of the Convair plane crash that killed six people, including members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Ronnie Van Zant, Stephen Cassie Gaines, as well as road manager Dean Kilpatrick. Their plane crashed in a wooded area near Gillsburg, Mississippi, after running out of fuel shortly before landing. On this day in 1998, comedian Richard Pryor is awarded the first ever Mark Twain Prize for American Humour.
What you taking my picture for? Who are you going to show it to? I got a picture of Richard Pryor.
Fun fact, that's the only 9 seconds of Richard Pryor you can play on the radio. Celebrating birthdays today, Jerry Orbach of Law & Order, born in the Bronx in 1935. Viggo Mortensen, best known as Aragorn in Lord of the Rings, turns 62. And John Krasinski, aka Jim from The Office, turns 41. Today in 1950 also saw the birth of the great Tom Petty, who would have turned 70 today. And that is On This Day for October 20.